Yes, tax filing day. Yeah, today's the deadline. Changed again this year because of the pandemic and a bunch of changes in the tax law. If you have been investing in cryptocurrency, you may want to listen closely to the next few minutes here. I'm joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Don Fort, Director of Investigations at Costellanos & Fink, LLP. So, you know, what if you made a bunch of money on Bitcoin in 2020 and you're filing your tax return today? How is that treated?
Yeah, good morning, Stan, and happy tax day to everybody. So the IRS has deemed cryptocurrency to be property, regardless of what else you've seen or read, it's property. So just like buying stocks and bonds, you may have a taxable transaction during the course of the year if you bought or sold cryptocurrency.
So how is that, how's that worked out? Is that a long-term capital gain, a short-term gain? I mean, people are in and out of these things so quickly sometimes. If you're trading on Robinhood, you might be trading 10 times a day.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the tricky part. And the rules, again, are very similar to stocks. You know, if it's held for under a year, it could be a short-term gain or loss, or held for long-term. You know, if you invested and held it over the course of the year, you may not have a taxable transaction at all. But like you said, it's buying, selling, exchanging different types of cryptocurrency that could lead to a big surprise at the end of the year.
From what you've seen, are the exchanges that handle, you know, we're all pretty comfortable with getting paperwork from a brokerage for stock transactions. What about these transactions?
No, for a stock transaction, if you're familiar with that at all, you'd get a 1099 at the end of the year that would neatly lay out, you know, all your transactions during the course of the year. The exchanges are not there yet, you know, so what you transact with in cryptocurrency during the course of the year, you're not going to have a year-end reporting from your exchange, and that's on you. You know, if you're the one buying, selling, exchanging, you have to keep those records. And like you said, some people that are investing in crypto have many, many transactions, you know, could have thousands or tens of thousands of transactions over the course of the year.
And I imagine some clever person listening right now is saying, well, hang on, if I'm not getting any paperwork from the exchange, then maybe Uncle Sam isn't either, so I'm cool.
Yeah, that's a dangerous game to play. And it's really a, you know, public service warning for the listeners is that the IRS is very good at finding people that don't want to be found. And there's been a lot of pressure this year by the IRS, if you've seen or heard. If you timely on tax day, if you just filed your tax return, there's a question on the return about buying, selling, sending, exchanging a financial interest in cryptocurrency. And that question appears right after your name and address. Before your dependents, the IRS wants to know if you have cryptocurrency.
I was about to ask you that because I thought I saw that and I thought, that's new, isn't it?
Yeah, it moved up. It was at the bottom of the page in 2019, 2020, they moved it up, again, signifying how serious the IRS takes this issue. And then you've got the commissioner of the IRS speaking publicly that he believes part of the tax gap is attributed to, you know, the massive growth in cryptocurrencies over the last few years. And then there's a couple other ways that the IRS legally is attempting to get information from exchanges to match up, you know, who the U.S. citizens are that have cryptocurrency and may have taxable transactions and are not reporting it properly.
Before I let you go, one more quick one. Is there a floor? In other words, do you have to have made more than a certain amount on crypto to report it?
No de minimis exception. And that's, you know, a lot of debate on that point. But you could use, if you had a debit card connected to your exchange in cryptocurrency and bought a sandwich or bought a coffee, there's no de minimis exception. So that simple act of buying, you know, goods and services could trigger a taxable transaction to you.
Thanks for your time this morning. That is Don Ford, Director of Investigations at Costellanos & Fink, LLP. Tax day and crypto trader beware seems to be the message.